I'm going to be reading in several places. Sometimes you get a message on your heart and you'll see faces. You'll see faces of people that might encourage or faces of people that might get a blessing from it, or faces of people might hear it and take it as a warning. And we're here tonight and we're going to preach this message and pray for those faces that we see in our heart and our mind that are not here tonight. My desire is that I be used of God. Sometimes it is somewhat disappointing. But the Bible says that we are not to get our eyes or put our eyes on man, but that we are to look to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We've got a place to read in the 18th chapter of Proverbs. It says in the 24th verse, "A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother." I was thinking about this. I think it was maybe yesterday or maybe Friday or Thursday. I can't remember exactly when I first started thinking about that. And, we should choose our words carefully when we speak or when we talk, because that is what by which we communicate our thoughts, our desires, our wants, our concerns. And I find it interesting here that in Proverbs, I've read this a passage many a time. I've mentioned it and I've said that I didn't fully have an understanding or a concept or a grasp of that scripture, since I never had an earthly brother. But we was thinking about this this verse, and I was thinking about it, and for the first time, I guess you could say, I began to get an understanding of what I was trying to be communicated here, because just as it says here, there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And I truly believe that he's speaking about Christ Jesus here. And but it doesn't say a friend that sticketh closer than a scorpion. It don't say a friend that sticketh closer than a jackal. It don't say a friend that sticketh closer than a mad dog. But it says a brother. And I think about that, and what a powerful statement it is. I think about it in a spiritual sense, as everyone prays. I know we're missing several here tonight, but there's still yet to be a blessing had if we come together in one mind and one accord. And I think about that. I know myself that I am a brother to my two earthly sisters, that I was born in that same family. But me, myself, to experience that relationship with a brother, and what's it mean that we have a friend that's sticketh closer than a brother. And I want to tell you, we can't fully comprehend that until we understand what it is to have a brother. And I'm talking about tonight what it is to have a spiritual brother in the Lord. The Bible says that we are to pray one for another. I believe it says, "Pray ye one for another." And I think about that, and I think, oh, what a wonderful thought. A wonderful privilege that Darrell Hensley has brothers and sisters in Christ that's praying for me. But the Bible says I can have a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. The Bible says, "Confess your faults one to another." Now listen here. We can have a brother, a sister in the Lord that will love us, even when we confess our faults to Him. As we'll go ahead and turn it over, and it says in the 5th chapter of James, in the 16th verse, "Confess your faults one to another, and pray for one for another, that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." Now that's what Darrell Hensley's got. And he's been born again. He's a member of the family of God. I can confess my faults to my brothers and sisters, and they'll pray for me. They can see me and see my weaknesses and accept me for who I am. The Bible don't say that. The Bible
and that we can pray for one another, and that we can receive healing, and that we have access to the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man, and that now when he's weak, that my heart's heavy tonight, that church we need to pray, and the devil's after our children, and we need to gather together. I want to tell you, we've got a friend closer than a brother. Oh, but I want to tell you, we've got brothers and sisters in Christ, and we need to get together and pray. It's been said to me that someone, you can read the Proverbs, and it says it well about the wickedness that we can find. The curse, rather, that is to be found amongst the wicked and amongst the unrighteous. You can read it in the 17th chapter of Proverbs. It says, an evil man seeth only rebellion, therefore a cruel messenger shall be sent against him. And that's where there's a lot of people today that are evil, and they don't understand that the only way some of them is to be reached, it's through an evil messenger. It's the 17th chapter of Proverbs, the 11th verse. It says, let a man, a robber whelps meet a man, a rather a fool in his folly. Whosoever regardeth evil for good, as evil shall not depart from his house. The beginning of strife is as when one letteth out water. Therefore, leave off contention before it be meddled with. He that justifieth the wicked, and he that condemneth the just, when they, even they, both are abomination to the Lord. And then we're going to read the last verse, and it says, even a fool, when he holdeth his peace, is counted wise, and he that shutteth his lips is esteemed a man of understanding. But you know, why do we speak? Why do we talk? Why do we say things a lot of times? Someone mentioned it. We try to carve on another. We speak words to communicate to them. Our wants are in a way we try to communicate to them our will for their life. But it says a fool, even when he shutteth his mouth, is considered to be wise. But I want to tell you tonight, I'm thankful that there are those that would be counted as fools that are crying out for help. And if we are a brother, if we are a sister in the Lord, we better be effectually, fervently praying for them. Go a little different tonight than I thought it would. But we've got a friend that's sticking closer even then. Our most closest confidant. Oh, why? Because he cares for us even more so than my brothers and sisters in Christ. It's been said of someone out in sin, he's a lot more like me than the church is. Oh, we live in a society today, in a generation that don't understand the body of Christ, and that the church is our mother, glory to God. The church is our protector. And I want to tell you tonight, that's a cry of hell. That's one that has looked to the wicked and in their foolishness and tried to see some wisdom, but it's all folly. We need to get on our knees and pray. There's been good words communicated to us, each and every one of us. What is it to say when one says the loss, that I can communicate, that I can feel at home, that I can feel more comfortable with the wicked than those here within our doors? Are you being an effectual, affirming Christian? Have you prayed for your brother? Well, I want to tell you tonight, that person, whomever it might be, that they've got a friend that sticketh closer than me or you. And they just need to see that. They need to see that this church is our matter. And that each and every one of us have an obligation. That brings a blessing to my heart. To think I've got a Savior that is closer than my brothers and sisters in Christ. Why? Because they're dear to me. They're close to me. I know that when I was in sin, when I turned my back on God, I knew there were people that were praying for me. I knew there were people that were losing sleep at night. They were my brothers and sisters, though they were estranged. Oh, I'm so glad that we have a brother in Christ Jesus, a big brother. Aren't you glad, Mama? I'm glad for my earthly mother. She prayed for me when I was out in sin. But the Bible tells me, glory to God, that I've got a friend closer even than my mother. And he died for me. He made the way. And he's calling out today. We can rejoice. Sometimes we just wish that the fool would keep quiet, that he might be considered to be wise. But I'm thankful that the church has been called to know this. That each and every one of us here have a responsibility. I was listening to it this week, and you can turn, if you would, if we can find it. I believe it's in the last chapter of the Song of Solomon, the 8th chapter. Yeah, it's the 8th chapter of the Song of Solomon, and we're going to read it in the 8th verse. It says, "We have a little sister, and she hath no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for? If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedars." Church, listen to me. Are you a wall or are you a door? Where my heart is heavy, the Bible says, we've got a little sister and she is a wall. I can adorn her. I can adorn her. I can decorate that wall. I can come to her. I can speak to the world. And I can say, here is my sister. Are you a son of the Lord? Are you a sister in Christ? But that can be said of. Come to church. Adorn you. Can they? Or do they need to box you in with the boards of cedars? Are you a door that needs to be shut closed? My prayer is that each and every one of us might be a brother, might be a father, might be a mother to the wayward one that's opened up the door. There you say it's too late. Things should have been done already. I'm here to tell you that Christ Jesus is that door, and we can trust in Him. The Bible says, now listen, that He's not only a door, glory to God, to the sheepfold, but the Bible says that He is, listen to me, He is the good shepherd. And the Bible tells me that the sheep know His voice. They'll not answer to another. Aren't you glad that the Lord that is sure hears voice? I can remember member of being out of church, and it wasn't very long. I want to get this preached out. I guess the Lord knew. I just knew me to be here. After all, and the Bible says, as it were, right now, straight away as we pray, let the Lord, He is that door. And when I was a teenager, I can remember just for a while going out and seeing. I thought, well, I'll continue to go to church. I just won't go to mine. And I started going to church with the girls. Well, they didn't even read out of God's Holy Bible. Well, they'd got them some other edition to read. But you know what? There was no condemnation there. All I felt was the pew I sat on. And a lot of times I thought to stay away. But you know what? When I come back to our church, as it were, I think I'd been out for 3 months. Maybe in that 3 months I tried to maybe come to church 2 or 3 times. That's a lot to some people in a 3 month period. But there was one that come every service. But listen, just as Christ Jesus is that good shepherd, when I came and I sat on that pew, I can remember it well, like it was yesterday. I remember the saints of God, my brothers, my sisters are strange that gathered around that altar, and they begin to pray, and then I begin to hear that good old shepherd called my name, and I had to do something. I had to say, yes, Lord, I know your voice. Yes, Lord, I want you for my Savior. Yes, Lord, I want to be a wall. I want to be a door. Yes, God, I'm darned as well outside the hole of safety. And then I said yes, not only with my heart, but I said it with my feet. There's something that was there to your memory. I come to the altar, and I have brothers and sisters praying for me. And the Bible, now listen, the Bible tells me that there has a friend that's closer than man that was around that altar praying for me. And his name is Jesus, aren't you glad? And each and every one of us, I ain't much of a carpenter, but I know how to hammer boards of cedar. I ain't much of an interior decorator, but I want to tell you, I reckon I can adorn a wall. I ain't much of a preacher, but glory to God, when the Lord moves me, I can say what He'd have me to. Oh, why? Because the Bible says He set me as a watchman on the wall. The arrow's got to sit there, whether he wants to or not. But a good watchman is not one that fights asleep in the midnight watch. A good watchman is one that finds himself not being able to sleep. Listen to me. And we that are here don't pray for that wayward soul. Who will? Our enemies will rejoice when they see the destruction of the children of righteousness. But I want to tell you, it is those that are called good evil and evil good. Now that's a condemnation. Is both even an abomination, as the Bible says, to the Lord. I don't think that we need to preach any longer. Let's get some song to sing. I know that there are those here tonight that we're concerned for that's not here.
I want to tell you that each and every one of us have an obligation. Can it be said of you? If it was said of you that we have a friend that sticketh closer to you than a brother, is that saying much? It's not saying much to the man that had a brother as a child that beat him, that abused him, that mistreated him. But that's saying something to the one that had a good brother. I can remember as a kid listening to the tales of my daddy. He had an older brother. And you know, I can see in his face of the love that he exhibited for his brother. And he'd tell us some of the things that they would do. And I can remember one instance in particular where they got in a fight. And Daddy said he was so scared how these boys had jumped him. And he was so scared for his brother. And I think they had him in a headlock or behind him and had his arms. And he said he was kicking for all his worth at the shins of the one. And why was it? His brother was in danger! What are you doing? Oh, we need to pray, church.